Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So today we are talking to Newton Solicitors Paul Hargreaves. Hello, Paul.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And we're talking about a subject that can be tough for a lot of people. We're talking redundancy today, and you have had a recent case brought to your attention. Tell me about that.
Indeed. Redundancies, unfortunately, with the recession of the last few years, have been far more prevalent than they had been before. But a case came to my attention from the Employment Appeal Tribunal yesterday involving a very long-serving senior employee who was at least stated as director level, who had been with the company for almost 40 years. And he was dismissed. The mechanics of the dismissal were that he was notified he was at risk. He was then sent home on what is known as garden leave, where basically it's similar to a suspension, but the theory is you put your feet up in the garden, you don't do any work. But in this case, you had someone who'd been with the company essentially since leaving school, worked his way up, was very successful. And this was a large nationally known organisation. And when they notified him he was at risk, they put him on garden leave immediately. And this was a drop of a hat. As soon as he's told that they were having a restructure, you're on garden leave, he was told then to sever contact with any colleagues.
Wow.
Or clients. And as the process went on, they had meetings with him. The letter notifying him as redundant had his name wrong. We had
after
the date
40 years.
After 40 years, the date on the notice at the end was wrong. He was very upset. Now, there's a lot of rules and regulations, and that's what, as lawyers, we're here to deal with. But there is nothing that, in my view, can beat good man management, looking after people. A personal touch. You've got someone of 40 years, get the name on the letter right.
Mm.
And why send them home so early? I mean, these are things you need to consider carefully. Now, the tribunal, in the first instance, made comment, quite critical comments on the procedure. They found the dismissal fair, but they said the consultation exercise about the redundancy was insensitive and perfunctory. So in this case, we have a situation where insensitive, going through almost a tick box exercise, was found to be unreasonable, and the Employment Appeal Tribunal upheld the appeal. It's the first time for a long time that I've seen a legal judgment saying the dismissal's unfair, you basically didn't handle it right, you're going to have to go back and do it, the tribunal have to look at it all again. Now, I've said in previous interviews that if you do something in an insensitive manner, badly, in a brutal manner, dismissals on the phone, a letter giving some bad news without that personal touch, the reaction to the other side, to the employee, what is bad news is going to be worse because it's been delivered in an insensitive manner. And when I've acted for employees, and this is a lesson really for employers, if it has been handled nicely and they've gone through the process and they've been sensitive, the employee may still bring the claim. He may still feel aggrieved, but he'll feel a lot more aggrieved if it's been done insensitively. And badly handled dismissal, be it redundancy in this case, you're going to add fuel to the fire. And if he wasn't going to bring a claim before, you can be certain he'll be very determined to do so after. So now in this case, to treat someone of such lengthy service, basically cutting them off after such a period, and what was probably a fairly questionable redundancy in the first place, is just inviting trouble.
Trouble that could be so easily avoided.
It is. Now, I know when you're in a management position, and perhaps lawyers, we're guilty of the same problem. You've got to draft some letters, so you do a standard letter.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble with standard letters are they invite you. You've cut and pasted the last one for your previous employee you've just given it to, so you get the name wrong. A standard letter is, I think, does lack a personal touch. Now, if someone has worked for you for a long time, perhaps worked for you at all, but given you good service, especially if it's been for a long time, a bit of time and effort, not just pulling off a template letter, but personalising it. You can put the same messages across, but in a slightly more considered way. Have a meeting with them, tell them what's happening, explain it to them, give them the sympathy, express your regret. It does take more effort, and I know as an employer, you've got a lot of matters on, and you just want to get the deed done, and you want it done quickly, you've got other matters to attend to. But a little bit of care and attention at the start and throughout can make a huge difference.
If there are people who are maybe in this situation, or they're about to be in their situation, they want to make sure that they are getting it as right as they possibly can, presume they can come and talk to you or somebody at Newton Solicitors all about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. There's myself, Paul Hargreaves. I've got my colleagues, Malcolm Jones and Oliver Hebden. And if you go onto our website, which is newtons.co.uk, and just go on the employment, and we'd all be delighted to help you.
Paul Hargreaves, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.